Good morning, a Wednesday morning post-snowstorm, pre-Arctic blast. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. My goodness, the extremes in the weather I was reading in this morning, from Australia's heat waves and fires right now to this amazing blast of cold air where places like Iowa will be colder than the Arctic in the next few days. And we're going to get some of that, although not as severe, still dangerous.
Well, obviously, if it's below zero, it can affect everybody. It can affect your eyeballs and your noses and your exposed skin. And I'll bet there's going to be a real rush on those ski masks. I'll bet there isn't one left. So in any case, this is going to be very, very rough. It's going to be rough on older people. Obviously, it's going to cause cardiac problems. You'll have a lot of freezing and people will be falling. And, you know, you have to be very, very careful. There's always a temptation to do more than you should. And if you don't have to, don't. It seems to me that that's what the signal is here. And I should be talking to myself, too, because we have work to do. But on the other hand, it is extraordinarily important that people protect themselves. And not only that, if you have neighbors and if they're elderly, if you can do something, do it. For those people who have generators, it's important if the power goes out, which it will at some point for some people, that they make their homes available to their friends and neighbors and relatives.
And the weather itself, such an important piece of information. So many people tune in for that weather forecast at 6:49 from meteorologist Paul Kayano from our region to the Nunavut territory, Alan. And that alone can help save lives.
Sure. And guess what? We are the Nunavut territory now.
We are.
So it's going to be a very, very tough time. Fortunately, there'll be a quick reverse after the blowing comes in, and apparently it'll go up a little higher than usual. So you got to sit still and get through it.
Well, what an invitation to get your big red mug out, gather around the radio. While you're at it, put something in the lockbox. Help warm us up this morning.
Yeah, just think about it. You're listening right now, and we're all together in this. That's what makes us what we are. And there are the benefits. You can hear it. You can hear us talking. You can get our weather. But you also have that urge to do something to keep it all going. It is not easy. I'm just going to tell you that. Sitting from behind my desk, I can tell you this is not an easy thing. We'll do it. We've always done it. We know that. But if you can put something in anything, $5 or $1,000, that would be great. It's WAMC.org. That's the way to do it.
Well, Alan, Roger Stone, the longtime advisor and confidant of President Donald Trump, pleaded not guilty yesterday to charges in the Russia investigation. He spent much of the time before that saying that this probe is politically motivated.
That's right, David. It is politically motivated, according to Roger Stone. It isn't, according to the rest of the world. Look, this guy's a trickster. He's been a trickster from the very beginning. He was a trickster for Richard Nixon. Nixon's picture is on his back. We all know that. It's quite famous right now. Stone is a guy who I wouldn't trust, would you? If you figure that he'll always put the slant on it his way, you know that this president is surrounded by people who will do his bidding. Let's face it. You saw the entire intelligence community before the Congress yesterday testifying and saying that basically, the president was just wrong about almost everything he's been talking about. And if you take each of those things and you parse them, that takes a certain amount of courage on the part of Dan Coats and Chris Wray and all of the other people who are saying, we're not going to go for this. And now we have this incredible sight of the president having personal conversations with Vladimir Putin that only his wife was present and Putin's translator. And that happened on not one occasion, but apparently two. So while there's a lot of talk about collusion, why would a president of the United States exclude everybody else from the government unless something was going on that maybe he didn't want everybody to know about? Or as Festus would say, don't you see?
How about don't you see on this one? President Trump's company is planning to use E-Verify, a program, the first acknowledgement that the president's private business has failed to check the work status of its employees despite his claims during the campaign. We even see some of his workers, now former workers, asking for protection.
Well, look, this is a guy who's done bankruptcy, who has left people standing out in the cold, not paying people what they thought they should have been paid. So why are we surprised by this? This is who the man is. This is his character. We now know that just a couple of days ago, the president started looking at all the people who might possibly be undocumented, who worked for him, and getting rid of them. Talk about hypocrisy.
Finally, Alan, New York lawmakers yesterday passing the most comprehensive set of gun bills in the state in 6 years, including measures that would ban bump stocks, prohibit teachers from carrying guns in schools, and extend the waiting period for gun buyers who do not pass an instant background check.
Well, I think that the Supreme Court of the United States is just simply not going to allow the right solution, so you got to work around the edges. And we know that the Supreme Court of the United States is going to be looking at everything that New York does as a potential violation of the Second Amendment. So it's the right thing for the governor to be doing. It's courageous of the legislature. I know that a lot of people in upstate New York own guns. Nobody wants to take them away from them. But in terms of giving us warnings about who is most likely to pull some of the stuff that we've been seeing, that kind of warning system is absolutely essential if we're going to prevent some of the carnage we've been seeing.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you.
Thank you, David. Stay warm. I really admire the fact that you got in so early this morning. I know you were going 10 miles an hour to get here, but that's the kind of dedication this staff has.
That's the family of WAMC. We thank everyone.